caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. And it's so weird to say the year 2025, but here we are. And may I be the first, or maybe one of the first, to wish you a happy new year. How about that? So, and I'll tell you what, over the holidays, a lot of people, I mean, millions of people gathered with their families over the holiday season, and they enjoyed, you know, food and fun and just plain old just being together. And we did that as well, had a wonderful holiday season. So, however, some families also came to realize their elderly loved one needs help. They're like, oh, wait a minute. This seems a lot different in person than it does over the phone or maybe on a Zoom or a FaceTime visit. So they're going to need some help. I think we're going to need some care. And this happens every single year. And I've talked about it in the fall and as we approach Thanksgiving and all of that. But here we are. Here we are. Now we've turned the page. We are in the new year of 2025. If you've had these realizations, and I'm getting the phone calls from quite a few families who said, hey, you know, we had this meeting and we need to talk to you about helping us find a place. And so this is very, very common. And so I wanted to talk today about what that looks like as a next step, give some options, and talk about how my firm can help you out as far as finding a care facility. But there's some other options as well. So one option would be to hire a home care company. I'm a huge, huge fan of home care services. And what that is that is someone who can come into your home for as few as maybe 3 or 4 hours a day, upwards of, and then if needed, you could go 24 hours a day. That gets really pricey, by the way, but it is available. And they can come in and help you with some cooking, cleaning, some light housekeeping, throw the laundry in, help your loved one get dressed, maybe run some errands, just be a companion, all those sort of things. It's not a medical type of a service, but they can help out with a lot of things for your loved one around the house. So the cost right now for a good solid home care provider is about $35 to $40 an hour. But once you get in, and again, I'm a huge fan, but we have a math situation here. Once you get up to about 40 hours a week, you have now paid for the equivalent of a 1 month stay in assisted living where you would receive 24 hour care. That's about four times what you're getting from the home care provider. Now, it's not quite the same. You're not in your own home. Home care is one-on-one support. In assisted living, you still have an apartment. It's your own space, but it's not like living in your own home. It becomes your new home, but it's not the same. And it is not one-on-one care. Their staffing ratios are going to be 1 to 6 to 1 to 10, right in that area. But 24-hour care is available. And so that's the math challenge. Anything over that 40 hours a week, now you're exceeding the cost of 24-hour care at the assisted living level. Now, you can use home care to supplement a team of family and friend caregivers. And that is a great idea. It's an excellent way to extend your ability to remain independent at home and not have to move to a senior care community. And I can't tell you how many people do that. They put together a team of family and friend caregivers. They have a schedule. People are, it's like you're part of the staff, and well, you've got this day and this time range, and you've got this day and you've got this overnight, and you put that together with home care, you can extend your stay at home for a really long time, months, if not years. You can also bring in equipment into your home to make your home safe. And I hear this all the time. They say, Steve, we're doing okay, but the staircase, that's a very dangerous situation. We just don't use our upstairs, say, for example, our bedroom and our bathroom, shower, and everything's upstairs. So we just kind of make do here on the main level. We've created a bedroom space here where the dining room used to be. So bring in the discussion on a stair lift. There's no reason to do that. So somewhere between $3,000, $4,000, maybe $5,000, you can solve that issue. And a stair lift is simply a rail that would go up your stairs. And then there's a chair that connects to the rail. And there's a little motor in the chair. You sit down on the chair, you strap yourself in, you push a button, and it goes, nah, 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 right? Just kind of like you're going up on the roller coaster, right? It goes click, 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 click. And it's smoother than that, way smoother than the roller coaster clicking. But it takes you up to the top and stops, right? Then you can pivot your chair, unbuckle your seatbelt, stand up, and boom, you are now upstairs. You have safely navigated the stairs, and you've taken that risky part of the house out of the equation, and now you can use all of your house. So $3,000 to $5,000, when you compare that to the cost of all this other stuff, that's a good way to go. You can even rent these things if you just want to try it out. If you want to have it installed and then sell it back to the provider, you can do that. So you can get some of your money back if you want to sell it back. So a lot of options there. A lot of options there. You could also remodel your home to age in place. You can widen out the door frames to get a wheelchair or a walker. Try to maneuver with a walker through a 2-foot wide bathroom door. That is not a good situation, right? So there are a lot of things that, again, are not too expensive that you can do to your home to do some minor remodeling to make it a much more livable and safe environment. But when staying home is no longer an option, your next move would be to find a senior care community. And, you know, we're talking about assisted living, long-term care. You may want to move to a continuing care retirement community. I see so many couples where one spouse needs care. The other spouse is very independent. So the one spouse will move into the independent living apartment. The other spouse needing the care would move into the assisted living part of the long-term care part. They're still together. They can see each other every single day. They might be right down the hall from one another. A lot of options out there. But first, you must determine which level of care is needed. So, for example, do you need assisted living? Or do you need long-term care? Those are the two primary options that you're going to need to determine. And then what type of care do you need? So, for example, do you need I just call it general care, just general everyday care? Or are there memory issues that are present or starting to develop? Do you need or will you need down the road memory care? And then the 800-pound elephant in the room, how will you pay for the care? It's all pretty expensive. So, for example, private pay, will you be using your own resources? Do you have long-term care insurance? And if you do, how does it work? What is the deductible? What will it pay on a daily benefit? And how long would those benefits last? Lots of questions there, but I'll tell you what, if you have long-term care insurance, it's like having a pot of gold sitting there when you really need it. What about your Medicare coverage? What's that going to cover? What about Medicaid? How does that work? How do you qualify for that? Are you a veteran or the surviving spouse of a veteran, and would you qualify for the VA aid and attendance benefit? And then what location do you prefer? I'd like to ask a different question. How far are you willing to drive to get the best care and the best fit? Are there any specific personal preferences and needs that must be addressed? So these are some of the things that you're going to need to determine before beginning your search for senior care community when staying home is no longer possible. And if you have questions about that, I would invite you to call me at my firm, Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. You can also visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. In the Kansas City area, the assisted living level of care averages between $6,000 and $8,000 a month. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, now back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. In Kansas City, the assisted living level of care averages between $6,000 and $8,000 per month. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... true. The answer is true. And there are a couple of things that go into that average. So, number one, the size of the apartment. The smaller the apartment, the less the charge. The larger the apartment, the higher the charge would be. And then how much care do you need? So, most assisted living communities have a pricing model of a base charge plus a level of care charge. So, if you need a little bit of help, the level of care charge would be smaller. If you need a lot of help, you might be level of care 2 or 3 or 4 or 5. Obviously, going to pay more than if you had a level of care 1, because you're requiring a lot more care. You're requiring more resources. You would pay more for that. So that is the primary difference between that $6,000 and $8,000 a month. And I would say in most of the country, that's going to cover it. That's going to cover it. Now, some of the larger cities might be a little bit more than that. Some of the smaller cities are going to be a little bit less than that. That's a pretty solid average today for the assisted living level of care. All right, so we're talking about families gathering for the holidays. They come to the realization that their elderly loved one is going to need some support and some care, some help. We talked about hiring a home care company and the cost of that, maybe blending that with family and friend caregiving team, maybe bringing in some equipment, a stair lift, maybe you can bring in some other equipment as well, of course. Then you can make some do some basic home remodeling and renovation. You're widening out some door frames and some other things like that that could really make your home a much better and safer environment to live in and to receive some care in as well. And I'll tell you what, as we do every single year, my firm, Senior Care Consulting, we're getting phone calls from this exact situation. And people call up, hey, Steve, you know, over the holidays, we came to realize, and you know, we need your help. We've listened to you on the radio for a long time, but now we're going to need your help. And let me say, you can definitely do this on your own, and a lot of people do, but so many people are just, they're just completely overwhelmed. They're like, okay, now we need to go look at some places, but we don't even know where to start. And again, Senior Care Consulting, we do 90% of the work for you. We work for you on behalf of you and your family. We work in your best interest. And we're doing all of this work for you behind the scenes. And of course, we're all doing our best and working our best to honor your loved one, to do our very best for them. I like to say that we make an overwhelming process very simple. You notice I didn't say easy. It's never easy, but we make it very simple. And again, if that's resonating with you, if you're like, yeah, we need some help. We need to reach out. Here's the phone number, 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. You could also visit seniorcareconsulting.com for more information. So here's an example of a pretty common situation. And we've been able to help several families here recently with it. This is very, very common. So you have a loved one and they're living in an assisted living apartment. And let's say they're paying $7,000 a month. That's kind of in the middle of that average that I just mentioned. And you are becoming very concerned because you can see there is a clear chance that you could run out of money to pay for your assisted living apartment. You could outlive your assets. And let me say this, if you outlive your assets and you're living at the assisted living level of care, one of the following two things will happen. Number one, you stay there until you do literally run out of money, and then they'll kick you out. You will get, I just had some people, I could hear some gasping. They're like, well, no, they'll just bill that Medicare thing or that Medicaid thing. Okay, with very few exceptions, the vast majority of assisted living communities are private pay, with very few exceptions. So they will write you a discharge notice. In the next 30 days, you need to move out because you're out of money. There's no way to pay for this any longer. So you're going to have to move out. That's going to happen. So that's one thing that could happen. The other thing that could happen is a much better situation. You could be proactive. I'll tell you what, one of the things that I love about senior care consulting clients is they want to do it right. They want to get it right. They know they need some help to do their best for their elderly mom or dad or their spouse, their aunt, uncle, their grandparent. They know they need some help. They want to do it right. And they also don't want to get flat-footed. They want to be prepared. They want to be proactive. So the second thing, again, you can be proactive. You can anticipate running out of money. You can just do the general math. We've got 3 months of money left, 6 months of money left, 2 months of money left. And then you could choose a long-term care community that is Medicaid certified. So we help our clients all the time with this situation. I get calls all the time. Steve, mom's in an assisted living community. It's been going well, but here's the bottom line. She's running out of money, and we can't make up the difference between the rest of us. So we're going to have to find a place that will work with Medicaid. And we don't want to wait till the last minute. Can you help? Yep, absolutely. We can help. We do this all the time. And by moving in advance of a forced discharge, guess what? You are in control. You're not reacting to an involuntary discharge letter saying you're just about out of money, get out. You are in control if you move in advance. So you'll need to choose a long-term care community wisely if you do it on your own. Because frankly, some do a good job and some absolutely, definitely do not do a good job. You'll also need to go through the Medicaid qualification process. And so, again, let me say this. I think this is just the timing of the year to be talking about all of this stuff. And again, with Senior Care Consulting, we take care of everything for you and on your behalf. We do the research for the right long-term care community that will fit all of your needs, including helping you get qualified for Medicaid. Now, you can use an elder law attorney, but a lot of times when it is a super simple Medicaid application, there are individuals in the long-term care community who can help you fill that out, and it's free of charge. So we can help you with all of that. If you're interested in more information, 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. Coming up next, I have an example of exactly how this works.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Oh,
back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so an example of how Senior Care Consulting worked with a wonderful client whose mom was in that exact situation. So mom was in the assisted living level of care. And mom was just about out of money. So my client asked her boss, her supervisor. She kind of explained the situation and she said, I'm not sure what to do. And her supervisor listens to Senior Care Live. And he said, call Steve Kuecker, which I really appreciate. So she reached out, and of course, we were able to help. And we were under a little bit of a time frame there because we didn't have a full 30 days on our notice by the time I got involved and everything. She did get a 30-day discharge letter saying, hey, your mom's out of money, and you're going to have to move. So, and she said, I saw this coming, but, you know, I work so much. She's a very hardworking person. She works more than one job, and she just literally didn't have the time to deal with all this. And it kind of snuck up on her, I think, a little bit, which is understandable. It is a very common situation. And I said, don't worry, we can help out. So we conducted our geriatric care assessment, determined exactly what we needed, and then we researched the market. And we identified our top options. Again, long-term care, Medicaid certified, where her mom could just simply move from the assisted living level of care to long-term care, qualify for Medicaid, and then Medicaid would pay the vast majority of her monthly cost. And we were able to do that in a very timely manner, and we got that done for her. And again, we do this all the time. All the time. And, you know, we've had some situations where maybe they weren't in the assisted living level of care. Maybe they were still home, but they're home and they've outlived their assets and they need a lot of care. They've essentially, the family and friend caregiving team that they put together has essentially supported their loved one in their home at that assisted living level, if you will. So they've had the assisted living level of support in their house, in their home. They're basically out of money, and now they need to move straight to long-term care. Again, qualify for Medicaid. And again, we help families in that situation very, very frequently. And for anyone needing to qualify for Medicaid, I want to explain a few things that may surprise you. So when qualifying for Medicaid, you usually have what's called the spend down. And if you're familiar with any of this kind of stuff relative to Medicaid, you've probably heard the term spend down. What does that mean? Well, this is the amount of money that you have left. And that amount of money is over and above the amount that you can keep in order to qualify for Medicaid. So here's an example. Say in the state of Kansas, and all states are, the number's low, right? In the state of Kansas, you can keep $2,000. In the state of Missouri, you can keep just under $6,000. And I have done the research on a lot of other states. Obviously, this is a nationally syndicated program in many, many states. All of the states are a very low number, similar to that. So in the state of Kansas, which is where I live, you can keep no more than $2,000. So let's say you have, and it could be any number. Let's just say, for example, you have $50,000 left in your checking and savings account, or it could just be in your checking account. If that's your situation, let's say you're living in assisted living, you're dropping $6,000 to $8,000 a month. You can see that $50,000 is not going to last too much longer. Well, your spend down amount is $48,000. So you have $50,000 left. You can keep $2,000 in the state of Kansas. So you have to spend down that $48,000 to qualify for Medicaid. So the question is, what can you spend that $48,000 on? What can you spend the money on? And again, it could be more than that, could be less than that. Whatever your amount is, what can you spend it on? Well, you can spend your spend down amount of money on anything that benefits you, the person who needs the care, who will be moving into the care community and qualifying for Medicaid. As long as it benefits that person, you can spend the money on it. So, for example, I've had a lot of folks spend some of that money on some clothing, some new clothes for mom or dad, maybe a new flat screen TV to mount in their room, maybe some new bedding, a new pair of hearing aids. You could just use it on stuff that benefits the person. And obviously, you can use some of that money to pay for your care, of course. And you can use some of that money, say, for example, to have your attorney update your legal documents. Maybe you need to spend some money, some of that money, on updating your power of attorney documents or your trust or any other legal documents that may need to be updated. And guess what? You can also use some of that money on the placement services from Senior Care Consulting. So there are so many people who are really surprised by that. And that's why I like to point it out once in a while. It is true. That's why so many elder law attorneys refer their clients to Senior Care Consulting, because part of the spend down can be used to pay for placement services. And I've had a lot of people say, look, we have to spend that $50,000 or that $48,000. We have to spend it on anything that benefits mom. So, and we're going to obviously spend some of it for care. We're going to get her some things that she needs. We're going to spend a little, you know, a couple thousand dollars on legal fees to update our legal documents. We're going to spend some of that money on a prepaid funeral plan so we have our final arrangements all taken care of and funded. And let me say this, Steve, if you can help us find the best place available for mom, and if you can take that off our plate, then that is a great way to spend some of that money on the spend down. And I hear this all the time. Thanks for letting us know that. We had no idea. That money's already gone. It's already accounted for. So it doesn't make it free, but we'll spend some of that on your services, and you can take that off our plate and make sure that we get it right. That's money well spent. And you know, I had an elder law attorney ask me a great question. He said, Steve, why should we refer to you rather than refer our clients to one of these free referral services? And I said, sir, here's the short answer. Every time you refer one of your clients to one of these free referral services, you will always, every time, you will have this question. And that question is, did they take my client to the best place available, or did they take my client to the place that generated them the highest commission? And he looked at me, his eyebrows raised up, because that's very succinct, Steve. I hadn't really thought of it. This is a smart guy. And I'm like, well, I'm glad to point that out. So to my attorney friends out there, let's work together to serve our clients objectively in an unbiased manner and with no conflict of interest. If you'd like to learn more about Senior Care Consulting and how we can serve your clients in the best way possible, just give me a call. Let's get together. Let's have some coffee or lunch, and let's I'll show you what we do. 913-945-2800. You're going to be impressed. Let me just say that. 913-945-2800. You can also go online to learn more about the company, seniorcareconsulting.com. But hey, let's get together. I'll show you exactly how it all works. I know you're going to be impressed. Give me a call. Let's talk about this right away. All right, and coming up next, I'm going to review the cost of care for the various primary levels of care.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. All right. So if you had that family meeting, you're either working with Senior Care Consulting or you're doing this on your own. Either way, I wanted to share some of the costs of some of these different options and different levels of care. So a lot of people will choose to downsize from their house that's too big. One of my recent clients said, hey, we figured out we use about 20% of our house. What are we doing here? So, yeah, but you're making a lifestyle change if you move from your house to one of these continuing care retirement communities where the first step is independent living. So you're moving to an independent living apartment. Most of the inventory would include apartments, different sizes of apartments. Some places do have freestanding villas, maybe duplexes, fourplexes. Most of the inventory would be apartments, though. And these are nice apartments. They're fully furnished. You're on your own. You're fully independent, but you're not alone. You're around a lot of other people. They provide always provide a meal a day. Maybe even a couple of meals a day, but you have a fully furnished kitchen. You can cook whatever you want, whenever you want. Some places will have like meal credits or dining dollars that you can use in one of their dining rooms and or bistros, whatever they might have, and use them as you wish when you want. Now, depending on the size of the apartment, you're looking at a monthly cost of $4,500 to $5,500. That's kind of right down the middle. You can definitely go less than that. You can definitely go more than that, especially if there are two people moving. There is no care provided at the independent living level. Okay. There is no care. And just make a note of that. Okay. Now, if you move to that center lane, and that's going to be called assisted living. So the assisted living level of care, it's a social model helping you with your activities of daily living that can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming, using the restroom, incontinence support. They distribute your medications. They make all of your meals, provide all of your snacks and hydration. They have doctors that would come into the building, essentially making a house call. They have transportation to leave the building to go see a specialist or maybe your own family doctor. Okay, there's a full slate of social activities for meaningful social engagement. They usually have a non-denominational service on Sundays. They have Bible studies throughout the week. I mean, there's a lot of support. It's generally not medical by nature, but there's a lot of support. The average cost is going to be $6,000 to $8,000 a month for that assisted living level of care. Now, you might be able to get something a little bit less than that. As I had mentioned earlier, a smaller space and less care, you might get something for around $5,000. But you can definitely, in a larger apartment with a lot more care provided, you can definitely get up into $9,000 and $10,000 possibly. Okay, that would be a real high level of care. But typically 6 to 8 is what you're going to be looking at there. And then if you need the medical model, that's long-term care. A lot of people still refer to that as a nursing home. That's kind of a dirty word in the industry because the term nursing home comes with a lot of baggage and negative stereotype. I would remind the industry that was baggage and stereotype well earned. But to be fair, it's nothing like that today. It's not even close. It's so much better. It's not even close. So I prefer to call that long-term care. That is the medical model. So they can provide everything that the assisted living level can provide, plus full medical care. So wound care, urinary catheter support, tube feeding, diabetic management with insulin injection, pain management. Someone, and God bless them, they could be weakened to the point to where they're bedridden. They're a two-person transfer. Have to have a special method to take a shower, laying down in a gurney. There's a heavy physical support. Plus, all the medical care and medical support is offered at the long-term care level of care. So two options here. And let me say your space comes at a premium. So a shared room, that's a room where you're going to have a roommate in there. And before you say, ooh, no way, I'll explain that in a second. A lot of times it works out much better than you ever would have thought. But you're looking at an average cost of about $8,000 to about $9,500 a month. So we just keep getting a little bit higher, don't we? If you want a private room in long-term care, again, that comes at a premium because this is mostly about the care and not very much at all about your space. So that comes at a premium, somewhere between $11,000 to $15,000 a month. That's going to cover, I think, most of the places. Now, I've had so many people say, oh, there's no way. Dad's not going to go for a roommate. He's going to hate that. And what turns out is Dad becomes friends with his roommate. And they start looking out after one another. And pretty soon you realize, wow, this is really a blessing. We wouldn't move him to a private room now if one was open. We prefer it this way. So it usually works out much, much, much better than you might expect. And then if you need memory care, remember, memory care is not a level of care. Memory care is a type of care that could be provided at actually four different levels of care. So we're just kind of focusing on the two primary levels today. So the assisted living level of care providing memory care. So what that is the assisted living level of care. So your loved one would need help with their bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, incontinence support, medications distributed and managed, all of the meals, snacks, and hydration, all of that. That's what they need, but they have memory challenges. They're cognitively impaired. So they're going to need the part of the building that's dedicated to providing memory care for residents with cognitive impairment. That's typically going to add another, say, $500 to maybe $1,000 a month because there's more staffing, there's a lot more to it. At the long-term care level of care, that's usually going to be another $500 to maybe $1,000 a month if you need long-term care and you need that special type of care of memory care. All right. And I didn't even touch some of the other levels of care and their cost and all those things available. If this sounds confusing, overwhelming, you're like, oh my gosh. If you want some help, I would invite you to give us a call at Senior Care Consulting. We offer a free consultation, 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.